Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet condemns terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, reiterates unwavering commitment to policy of zero tolerance to terrorism in all forms and manifestations. Cabinet directs investigation with the utmost urgency and professionalism to bring perpetrators, collaborators and sponsors to justice without delay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets people injured in the car blast. Centre approves export promotion mission to strengthen export ecosystem with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees. Also gives nod to credit guarantee scheme for exporters. Centre advises states and union territories to set up chest clinics in view of rising air pollution. India and Botswana sign MOU on cooperation in health and pharmaceutical sector. African nation also announces translocation of 8 cheetahs to India. And retail inflation falls to a record low of 0.25% in October. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today condemned the terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in the Delhi blast. It observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
The Cabinet appreciated the timely and coordinated response of the authorities, security agencies and citizens who acted with courage and compassion in the face of adversity. The Cabinet directed that the investigation into the incident be pursued with the utmost urgency and professionalism so that the perpetrators, their collaborators and their sponsors are identified and brought to justice without delay. The situation continues to be closely monitored at the highest levels of the government. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved the Export Promotion Mission EPM to strengthen the export ecosystem with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees. This is a flagship initiative announced in the Union Budget 2025-26 to strengthen India's export competitiveness, particularly for MSMEs, first-time exporters and labour-intensive sectors. He said the mission will provide a comprehensive, flexible and digitally driven framework for export promotion for financial year 2025-26 to financial year 2030-31.
Today, the export promotion mission has been launched with an outlay of 25,060 crore rupees and a duration of 6 years. It has been designed in a very comprehensive manner to support the entire export ecosystem. Priority will be given to sectors that are currently facing adverse impacts, such as textiles, leather, jewelry, engineering goods, and marine products.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government also gave a nod to introduction of credit guarantee scheme for exporters for providing 100% credit guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited to member lending institutions for extending additional credit facilities up to 20,000 crore rupees to eligible exporters, including MSMEs. The scheme is expected to enhance the global competitiveness of Indian exporters and support diversification into new and emerging markets. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Lok Nayak Jay Prakash Narayan Hospital today to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his two-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by officials and doctors at the hospital. Later, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said those behind the conspiracy will be brought to justice. Meanwhile, Faridabad police today seized a red EcoSport car suspected to be linked to the prime suspect involved in the Delhi blast case. It was found parked near Khandavli village. Earlier in the day, Delhi police had issued an alert to all police stations, police posts and border checkpoints in Delhi, as well as to Haryana and Uttar Pradesh police, to look out and search for this EcoSport car. Prime Minister Modi returned to New Delhi this afternoon after concluding a successful two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit took place when the Himalayan nation is marking various landmark programs, including the 70th birth anniversary of the 4th Druk Gyalpo, the ongoing Global Peace Prayer Festival, and coincided with the exposition of the sacred Piprahava relics of Lord Buddha from India in Thimphu. He said the outcomes in several sectors, including energy, healthcare and connectivity, will add momentum to their bilateral partnership. India and Botswana today signed an MOU on cooperation in the healthcare and pharmaceutical sector. The pact will facilitate easy access to good quality and affordable Indian medicines to the citizens of Botswana. The agreement was signed following bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko in Gaborone. In a joint press statement with President Boko after the talks, President Murmu said during wide-ranging discussions they agreed to expand cooperation in several key sectors.
We reaffirm the deep and friendly ties between India and Botswana, founded on shared democratic values and mutual respect. We agreed to expand cooperation in key sectors, including trade and investment, agriculture, renewable energy, health, education, skill development, defense, and digital technology.
President Murmu also announced India's decision to send antiretroviral ARV medicines used to treat HIV infections to Botswana. Botswana also announced translocation of 8 cheetahs from the African nation to India as part of the next phase of Project Cheetah. It is a unique initiative of India to reintroduce cheetahs in the country decades after their extinction. In a social media post, President thanked President Boko and the people of Botswana for sending their cheetahs to India. The African nation will symbolically hand over the big cash to President Murmu tomorrow. President Murmu reached Botswana last night on the final leg of her two-nation visit to Africa after concluding her trip to Angola. The president also addressed the parliamentarians of Botswana at their National Assembly in Gaborone. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthening cooperation with the Global South.
India and Botswana can together contribute meaningfully to a fairer and more sustainable world order, one that not only supports but also helps build meaningful Global South collaboration and a reformed multilateralism. We thank the government of Botswana for their support to India's efforts for a reformed and expanded UN Security Council. During India's presidency of G20 in 2023, we welcomed the African Union as a permanent member of G20. I firmly believe that India's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 present an opportunity for active collaboration among our countries.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare today issued an updated health advisory to all states and union territories on air pollution under the National Programme on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centers, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. Today is Public Service Broadcasting Day. The day is observed on the 12th of November every year to mark the historic address of Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi through Akashvani on this day in 1947. On the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain and Director General of Doordarshan K. Satish Nambudripad paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi in the premises of Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. Several artists came together and sang devotional songs loved by Mahatma Gandhi at the Bapu Studio. We have a report.
Bapu Studio is situated in the premises of Akashvani Bhavan at Sansad Marg in the national capital, from where the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, came to broadcast a message for the grief-stricken Indians displaced from Pakistan and staying in Kurukshetra in the aftermath of the partition on 12th November 1947. It was the venue from where a live broadcast of Bapu's Priya Bhajans was arranged as a mark of observation of Public Service Broadcasting Day.
और पीछे जब जा सकता हूँ तब जाऊँ तो मैं तो आपके पास आने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ. मैंने कुछ भी हिंदुस्तान की सेवा की है या तो कहो कि जगत की, क्योंकि मेरे पास हिंदुस्तान और जगत कोई अनोखी चीज नहीं है. अगर हिंदुस्तान की सेवा करता तो उसके मार्फत भी सारे जगत की सेवा करना, ये मेरा जीवन भर का मंत्र है.
लॉर्डिंग द रोल ऑफ आकाशवाणी, प्रसार भारती चेयरमैन नवनीत सहगल सेड दैट आकाशवाणी इज कैरिंग ऑन द लेगेसी ऑफ पब्लिक सर्विस broadcasting that began with the two most important broadcasts in 1947. He added, first address was of Mahatma Gandhi on this day and second one was of the announcement of merger of princely states into the Indian Union, which was broadcast by Sardar Vallabh Bhai. He stated that the three platforms of Prasar Bharati, Akashvani, Doordarshan and Waves OTT platform constitute the largest public broadcast platform of the world that cover 2/3 of population of the nation. Mr. Sehgal said that occasions like these are meant for rededicating ourselves to the service of the people and pledge to continue to rediscover our potential and increase our efficiency even more. He complimented the staff of Akashvani for maintaining the highest standards of public service broadcast.
एक लोक प्रसारक के नाते आकाशवाणी और दूरदर्शन में विशेषकर आकाशवाणी का नाम लूंगा क्योंकि उस समय केवल आकाशवाणी ही थी. देश की स्वतंत्रता के बाद दो अवसरों पर बड़ा महत्व सबसे पहले यही आकाशवाणी से की गई थी. सबसे पहले जो विरासतों का विलय हुआ उसकी घोषणा सबसे पहले यही आकाशवाणी से की गई थी. और दूसरा, देश में जब काफी कठिनाइयां हो रही थी लोगों के आने जाने में, तो महात्मा गांधी जी ने यहाँ से संबोधन देश को किया था, सभी को अपना एक संदेश दिया था.
A bouquet of bhajans, speech of Mahatma Gandhi that was made on 12th November 1947 was part of an impressive program that was presented live on the occasion. With Rahisuddin Riyan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The country's retail inflation eased to record 0.25% in October this year, down from 1.44% recorded in September. It is the lowest year-on-year inflation of the current CPI series, which began in 2015 and uses 2012 price levels as a reference point. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the food inflation rate slipped further into deflation at 5% in October. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet condemns terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, reiterates unwavering commitment to policy of zero tolerance to terrorism in all forms and manifestations. Cabinet directs investigation with the utmost urgency and professionalism to bring perpetrators, collaborators and sponsors to justice without delay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets people injured in the car blast. Centre approves export promotion mission to strengthen export ecosystem with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees. Also gives nod to credit guarantee scheme for exporters. Government advises states and union territories to set up chest clinics in view of rising air pollution. And retail inflation falls to a record low of 0.25% in October. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.